Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good or bad, what's happening more than once? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I couldn't afford them. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, thank you. I've been listening a long time, even though I'm the wrong gender, I think.
Hola. No, you're good.
No. You're fine.
You're perfect.
Hola. Anybody can listen.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I was arrested twice in a week for trafficking cocaine across international borders.
Jeez, sweet, man. Go big or go big or go home.
That's
woman.
What both right? arrests were for?
Yeah, if you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah.
So I was in college, and I came home one night, and there was someone in my apartment, and I figured it out. I heard something, and I was... You know, I was a college kid. I was like, I'm going to go outside. And so I did. I ran outside to the payphone and called 911. And so whomever was in there stole my purse. I didn't have anything else. And about a week later, I get a couple cops showing up, and they're like, hey, are you Laura? Do you go to PIT? And I was like, yeah, do I know you from school? And they're like, no, you're under arrest for trafficking cocaine across international borders. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And, so it's the Phoenix police, and this woman had stolen my ID, trafficked cocaine. Somehow they got the ID, assumed I was her because they arrested somebody or other that had this ID on them. So they came looking for me. First, my address was on my ID. And so I explained the whole thing, and they called the police up where my parents live. And the woman was like, she had to have been 25 years older than me and blonde, and I'm a brunette. Like, we look nothing alike, you know? And so we get it worked out, takes hours. And I remember I called my mom, and I told her what was going on, and she goes, Laura.
Right.
I didn't do it. Like, you know, I just assumed I had done this thing. I'm like, oh, my God. So I told the guys, they were undercover cops, obviously. So I told the guys, I said, you know, if you had a little pickup truck or something, you would have been, like, no one would ever have known. But they were in, like, a cruiser-looking car, not a cop cruiser, but, you know, inappropriately cruisery. And a week later, I'm out by the pool, and a couple guys come out. They get out of a truck. I see them in the parking lot. They got Bermuda shorts on. And the guy comes out, and he goes, are you Laura? And I said, are you undercover? He just went, what? What? And it was the Tempe police coming to get me. Same charges. And at that point, I was just like, hey, you know what? Just call Phoenix. Yep. So they did. It didn't take as long. Didn't take hours that time. But, yeah, those are the two times the police came to get me for trafficking cocaine across international borders.
When did you know that officially they were going to stop bugging you about this?
I did not know ever. I would say when another month or so passed and nobody had come for me at school or at home or at work or anything.
Were you?
And I was like, all right.
Were you ever able to get your bag back, your purse?
No.
That's evidence, right? That's gone.
Yes. They gave me my ID back after a while, but everything else was just gone.
Well, you know what they did with that ID?
What?
They cut their coke up with it.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
They railed it up. You know what I mean?
No. All right. Yeah, I should have been thinking about that.
How worried were you about actually going to prison the first time when these guys show up?
Oh, I was terrified. I think I was 18 years old. I was just mortified. I was like, I was robbed. That's not me. They took my ID. I freaked out.
Look,
the second time, I was just nonplussed.
Yeah, if I'm a cop, I mean, for the most part, you're 18 years old. I don't think you can afford the cocaine habit, even if you are a dealer.
But if you're trafficking,
that's
true. That's somebody true. Gave it to you.
And you said Tempe police?
Yeah, Tempe.
Tempe.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past an 18-year-old hot chick in ASU to be trafficking cocaine.
Not at all.
Right?
I mean, look, man.
That's the perfect mule.
If I'm dealing out of Mexico, that would be who I want to traffic cocaine.
Right, you got to get it to the college kids.
Like, don't give it to me because cops already shake me down. Anyway, like, I'm the last guy you want as a mule.
I'm going to sell it to the guys from Jersey right here.
I mean, seriously, like, again, I watch a lot of those airport, you know, like, smuggling shows.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of old people and stuff getting caught from these source countries because they're broke, they don't have money, and the cartels don't think they'll check the old people, but they're getting caught, and they still got to do time.
I mean, look, in this studio, right? You're trying to move 100 kilos. Who are you giving it to get to the airport?
Oh, Mike.
Mike. There's no doubt about it. You look the least suspicious. You know, honestly, I would never give it to me. Like, are you kidding me?
Doesn't that make me the most suspicious, though? Dude, you would have to not tell me if I was doing it.
I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
So you don't want to travel with
me. You'd have to hide it somewhere on me, because if I knew, I it would be all over my
face.
But that's
my
issue. I would be dripping buckets of sweat.
Yes. Well, we wouldn't tell you. So if we travel together and the cops pull you aside, you can at least just point directly at me and be like, sir, I can promise you these are his drugs.
That's
what happened to that guy on Diddy's plane, man. He was muling. So,
yeah,
25-year-old guy. Either way, he was the only person on this airplane that had drugs in one bag.
He had a small amount.
I feel
amount. Like we're throwing around the word mule a lot for that guy. He had a trace amount of cocaine and a weed candy, which in Florida is illegal.
Yeah, that's not the worst.
Everything in Florida has traces of cocaine.
I just figured
you'd go to the Welcome to Florida sign, lick it, and probably get high.
Isn't that the whole point of getting a private jet? Because the money you're going to make from the drugs and pay for it?
Right.
And it's rare, but right, in cases like this, they will stop the jet and actually search it.
Yeah.
And it happens here and there. But, right, generally, that's kind of the point. I mean, hell, that's the famous line from Entourage. When, like, they're, you know, it's like second or third season, they're running low on money or something, and they're like, Vinny, why are we taking a private jet to New York to film this? And he's like, how are we going to get the dog and the weed there?
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.